Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. So last night, Jason watches his Niners. He's a 49ers fan. In the first half, then wakes up this morning, and he wakes up a happy man because the Niners beat the Cowboys.
I didn't know the result when I woke up. I actually watched it not knowing that they won.
Well, I know that Cowboys fans are upset this morning because Dak Prescott had a couple of interceptions in the game.
Could have had
a third.
And that
was a bugaboo all season long. He finished the year 23 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Before the fantastic game, he did have a fantastic game against Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Four touchdowns, no picks, threw for over 300 yards against the Buccaneers, and silenced some critics there.
Because he had played poopy against Washington.
He looked like one of the worst quarterbacks I'd ever seen in my life in the game against the Commanders.
Right, and before that, he had had a streak of seven straight games with interceptions. And there were some during that Cooper Rush era this season when Dak was hurt and Cooper Rush was winning games that were saying, well, team plays better with Cooper Rush. Dak Prescott's better than Cooper Rush. But they did play a different style. In that they really, really concentrated on pounding the football with Zeke and with Pollard. What do you do if you're the Cowboys or Dak Prescott? I guess you just he makes $40 million.
Here's what you do. You run it back.
You're
with Dak
saddled
Prescott.
With them. Yeah. I mean, you like, can't do anything any you can't do anything in the next 2 years. I mean, he's under contract, I think, through 25.
I mean, are you gonna go out and find somebody that's a huge upgrade over Dak Prescott without putting yourself into salary cap hell? I doubt it.
I saw some online saying they would have been better off with Cooper Rush.
Well, I think, I mean, again, Cooper Rush, he can come in for a few games and look okay, but give Cooper Rush 17 games. I'd love to see how he performs over 17 games. I'm going to guess Dallas wouldn't be in the same position with a playoff berth if Cooper Rush.
Well, what if Cooper Rush is like Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy,
well, it doesn't matter.
At least there are reports. I've seen the reports, right? Is he going to be QB1 next year?
Who knows?
Nobody knows yet.
No, that's just rumor.
Shanahan's not thinking about that right now.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Dak Prescott, in 7 years, has won double-digit games four times. Sorry, he's getting to the playoffs. Regular season, they've been really good. But it's just the mistakes that he's making in the playoff games that are killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And now Tony Pollard has got a broken leg. I think he's up for free agency. Zeke has a terrible contract. I think he's got four more years. Now, he's not going to live out that contract.
His contract is an albatross for that franchise.
So they'll probably cut him. But
you think he'll be cut this year?
I don't know if he'll be cut this year, but he's not going to live out the contract. No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way he's going to play four more years.
Look at his numbers right next to Tony Pollard's numbers this season specifically.
So you do if you're the Cowboys? I mean, you can't do much at that position. I mean, you've got your franchise quarterback locked up through 25, making a lot of money.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Yeah, he turns 30 this year, I think.
Here's Dak Prescott after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to play better than I did tonight. Simple as that. They're all independent. Can't
take one from the other or think about that, but all I can think about is right now in this game and how disappointed it is, how disappointed I am in my play, how disappointed I am for the guys in the locker room who played their asses off and we weren't able to get it done.
I mean, he's got a 30-11 touchdown to pick season on his resume. That was in 2019. Just in 2021, he had 37-10.
Oh, yeah, he's had some great regular seasons. I can't remember last year when they played the Niners. How'd he play?
I mean, the final score was 23-17. It wasn't great. And then you saw how the game ended. And they were driving, and they couldn't get the playoff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, but this year, I mean, the turnovers. Remember, he didn't play a full season because he was out for the first, four or five weeks. So the numbers would have been worse. The thing that I noticed watching that game, I don't know if you guys noticed this, he was late on a lot. Those balls were getting to the receivers late for a lot of those throws.
Well, yeah, there was one where I can't remember which linebacker it was that could have had pick six to end the game.
Yeah, it was Greenlaw. Yeah, he should have been the third. Late.
Well, in the third quarter, it should have been a touchdown to CeeDee Lamb. He underthrows it.
He underthrew him.
He threw the ball late.
Yep.
Right. Lamb made an incredible catch.
When it was
9-9.
Mm-hmm. Then you had the throw at the end of the game, right? The play after the Greenlaw should have been pick, where he throws the ball way right to Gallup when he's open in the middle of the field down there.
Yep.
He's just so inconsistent.
He was just off. Yeah, he was not good.
I mean, he's got great games, or he can have runs where he has stats where you're like, man, this guy's really good. He's a leader. But is Dak good enough to win you a Super Bowl? And I just think throughout his career, he's showing you he's not.
I think he is, but he just needs better talent around him. I mean, if
Brock what do you mean? Purdy's, he's got unbelievable talent.
Well, I think Zeke's hurting him.
Zeke had 12 touchdowns. They had to find they were fine.
Zeke's their number
People
two running back.
People kill for that Dallas team. They got a great defense. They have great weapons.
Settle down. Why are you excited?
You're just saying he needs better talent around him.
Well, I think he could win. I definitely think he can win. Just hasn't you
with
know
with who with whose roster?
I think there's something. I think there's something off. I think there's something off with him when they get into the playoffs.
Maybe.
And he's got to make big throws and big possessions. There's just something off.
Maybe. I think he's pretty good. You know,
no, he's pretty good. Yeah,
small sample size, but you know,
that's why they went out and signed him to a 4-year extension. But do you truly believe is he on the same level as Burrow? Is he on the same level as Mahomes? Is he on the same level as Josh Allen? Is he on the same level?
No, there's only about 7 of those guys.
Yeah, so
he's not one of those.
Yeah, so if you're going to get rid of him, you always have to ask yourself who's better that we're going to upgrade.
Right, you're going to replace him with someone.
You're probably somebody that's not as good as Dak.
You're totally right.
When you turn,
they're kind of in the pickle where they've got to stick with him for the next 2 years, maybe three. And if he continues to falter in the playoffs, then you make your decision. He could be that guy. He could be that guy who's a really good regular season player, but in the playoffs, he just falls short because you're going against really good teams, really good defenses, and he might just not have it in his DNA to make big throws in those games.
I know this answer, but I'm going to ask it. Anyway, EB, are you one of those Washington fans that takes great pleasure that Dallas loses?
Me? Actually, not really.
I know.
I don't know why. There are
a lot of people, it's crazy, that just bask in this joy that Dallas loses.
No, not really. And it doesn't bother me. I was rooting for Purdy. But yeah, I actually don't mind Dak. I think they can win with Dak. It just hasn't worked out.
Did you see Jerry Jones afterwards? Almost looked like he was crying talking after the game. Because you know what? He probably knows he doesn't have that many years left in the tank.
He wants
to see another Super Bowl.
Jerry can live to 100. No. He's probably not going to live to 100.
He looks pretty bad.
Time is short.
Is he in his 80s, right?
He knows his window is closing.
Shouldn't be. You know, we haven't even talked about sort of how the debacle that the last drive was and the tight end there with a couple just boneheaded plays. How does he not get both feet in? How does he not get out of bounds?
Yeah,
I don't know.
With no timeouts, they weren't going to.
I think
win
another
that.
Issue for Dak is
hard, but
they gave Gallup a bunch of money. They re-upped him. Is he really that good of a number two wideout? Like, he's okay. I don't think he's great.
No, they probably could upgrade that another receiver. Yeah,
he loves throwing to Dalton Schultz. That's his guy.
I like Schultz,
but you know what? Gallup was way behind the Niners corner, mm-hmm. and that could have been potentially a touchdown if Dak throws it right.
Mm-hmm.
Bad throw. I want to hear from Cowboys fans. Your chance to vent. Where are you with Dak Prescott? 800-636-1067. It's probably frustrating. You've had a team that's good enough to compete for a Super Bowl the last couple of seasons, and they've fallen short to the Niners 2 years in a row. You're right. I forgot about that play at the end last year. where they just ran out of time.
Well, that's because that play before, he went on that long run, and you know he didn't get out of bounds, and the clock was ticking. I didn't think they were going to win anyway, but that's what he's judged on. I mean, that's what these guys who are making $40 million are judged on. They're judged on what they do in the postseason. The other thing that hurt Dallas last night was, and this is why San Francisco has been so good this year, you just can't run on them. And when Pollard went out, you're just resorting to Zeke, right. And he's just not going to do much.
Zeke is a glorified goal line pounder.
Correct.
That's what he is at this point in his career.
Right. 4 years ago, he was
not
elite.
Explosive like not Tony Pollard.
No.
He can't rip off 50-yard runs.
800-636-1067. If you're a Cowboys fan, what are you feeling with Dak Prescott? I saw the online bit that Skip Bayless did, so he's just a huge Cowboys homer, and he did this dumb bit. I don't know if – I didn't hear the audio. Maybe there was some audio, but he tweeted something like, I had it, and then the video, he's carrying a Dak Prescott jersey, and he puts it in the trash. So he's out on Dak.
That original bit. Did he light it on fire, too?
No, just weirdo. Went in the trash can in his kitchen.
I need to look at this. I'm trying to find it on Pro Football.
But I would just say, you know, look, when you're knocking on the door, and I'm sure Bills fans probably feel this way, not necessarily about Josh Allen, but they're probably frustrated that knocking on the door year after year after year, and you're not breaking through. And the Cowboys now is a couple years in a row, and you do have that part of the season where they were winning without Dak Prescott. 15 interceptions this year, 7 straight games going in. Now, he lit up Tampa. He was unbelievable against Tampa, right. But then a dud against the 49ers, who, look, they've got a great defense.
Is he not allowed to have, like, a down year? It was a down year for him. And he's still at moments. I don't know. It's just kind of weird to me. We just give up on guys. We get, you know, I don't know.
Some people might think he's not good enough.
But they're not, they're not giving up on him. I mean, he's coming.
He'll be the starting quarterback for the Cowboys.
All right, let's go.
Cowboys fans know that.
Let's go to the phones. Your chance to vent if you're a Cowboys fan.
I guess this doesn't include yesterday. So going into the game, I think if I'm reading this correctly, he's 2-3 lifetime in the playoffs for Dallas.
He's 2-4.
Well, yeah. Counting yesterday. But going into it, he was 2-3. Now he's 2-4.
Yep.
10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, going in with a quarterback rating of 98 for his career. He's not woeful.
Nope.
I mean, you heard it yesterday with the 2 picks.
No, a lot of that was from last week's game against Tampa where he had 5 touchdowns. So that certainly
4
increases.
4 touchdowns. We had 5 with 1 running.
He had 1 rushing touchdown, correct. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, look, they're saddled with him. If you're a Cowboy fan, you know that you're going to have to stick with him for the next couple of years. Can they reach new levels with adding new pieces? Who knows? But he's just got to play better in these huge games. And I guarantee you Cowboys fans question that.
Of course. Cowboys fans probably feel like Vikings fans with Kirk Cousins.
Correct.
That he's good in the regular season, but just not good enough to get you to a Super Bowl.
Right, get you to a certain level, and that's where you max out.
All right, let's go to Ben. Silver Spring. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? From a Skins perspective, I say let the Tony Romo legacy continue. For whatever reason, he's not getting the job done in the playoffs, and from my perspective, that's a fantastic thing. And I'll be interested in hearing what the Cowboys fans have to say also, because I liken them to cockroaches. When they're winning, everything's great, but as soon as the lights come on, they scatter to the four corners.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, let's see.
Have a good one. He's one of those guys. EB, I knew that you're not one of those guys, but he's one of those guys that just takes pleasure in the Cowboys losing.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't, for some reason, faze me either way.
Yeah.
Hey, look, as a Caps fan, I kind of like it when the Penguins lose. Yeah. Maybe that makes me a bad person. Maybe I'm shallow. I kind of like it when the Pens lose.
Isn't it funny how going into the playoffs, it was Mike McCarthy's going to be the one who's holding this team back? And then now all of a sudden, Mike McCarthy's off the hot seat. Now it's Dak.
Now it's Dak
is the person who's holding this team back.
Mm-hmm.
Just funny.
Yeah. Well, I think that if Tampa would have beaten Dallas last week, I think you would have heard more rumblings about McCarthy. I think that might have saved his job winning that game.
To me, it's not that dissimilar from like Stafford. People for years said Stafford's just not good enough. He's just not good enough to win it all. And then he goes and McVay
goes to a different
figure
spot.
It out, and you know, win it all. Now everybody looks at him differently.
Got a bunch of people on the way in. We'll come back, take your calls. If you're a Cowboys fan, how do you feel about Dak Prescott? Have you had it with him? 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Put it up as the Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes. Can the Cowboys win it all with Dak Prescott as their quarterback? Poll's been up for a couple minutes. The early lean.
No.
90% no.
I think
people
just
are out on Dak Prescott as winning the whole thing.
I think it's just so crazy.
They're tossing him in the pile with Kirk Cousins.
It's probably also built-in so like, Commanders fans like that hate the Cowboys.
Yes.
They probably just want to pile on.
There's some of that. Here are a couple tweets we were talking about. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Chris tweets us, I hate the Cowboys with the passion. When my team is out, I root for whoever's playing Dallas. I'm 1,000% a Cowboys hater. And that came from being a Redskins fan 35 years for sure. Here's somebody who's talking about Dak Prescott. Eric tweets us, you can't settle at quarterback. Keep searching until you find your Burrow. Out on Dak Prescott.
But I just think it's short-sighted, and I know you guys won't like this because, you know, by and large, you want to have a Tom Brady, a Peyton Manning, a Patrick Mahomes, but like Nick Foles got hot 1-1. Flacco got hot, 1-1. The Redskins quarterbacks all got hot 1-1. Trent Dilfer managed one, you know, because of the great team around. Brad Johnson, you know, 1-1. Eli, hell. I mean, you look at Eli's playoff numbers. They're pretty. I mean, he completed 60% of his passes in the playoffs. Had a quarterback rating of 87 lifetime in the playoffs. He's got two. So yep. Is Dak Prescott good enough to win a Super Bowl? Absolutely, in my opinion. Absolutely.
I'd rather Vasily, though.
I'd rather
top five guy if I could get that guy.
Everybody would.
If I get my hands on
everybody
him,
would.
That's the guy I want.
Everybody would. But he's in that realm. He's at least as good as Foles, Flacco, Doug Williams, Rippon, Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson, Eli. He's in that realm.
All those quarterbacks you just mentioned win that game yesterday. Everybody played well in the Cowboys but Dak. They held the 49ers to 19 points. You got to win that game.
Shot.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Elway didn't win it until the very end of his career.
Elway went to 100 Super Bowls.
The thing about the NFL
is... didn't win it, though, until the very end.
Every year, there's 31 losers, right? Because there's only one Super Bowl champion. Now, if you narrow it down even smaller, some of those quarterbacks that are getting to championships, like, you know, Mahomes gets there every year and he's got a Super Bowl, but Burrow. Mm-hmm. So you don't question those guys. But guys who've been in the league 7, 8, 9, going on 10 years that aren't getting to at least the championship game, there's going to be skeptics, man. That's just the way it is because there's only going to be one winner. Now, if Dak's getting to the championship game every year and still losing, I'm sure there'd still be some people out there questioning it, but it wouldn't be this loud.
That's what I was going to say. So let's say Dak gets to the Philly NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Does he get any credit for that?
And then
say he has the same performance. Do you think my question is, do you think people are just lurking and waiting for the failure to go point out the problems with Dak or any of the other quarterbacks that fail?
I think with the Cowboys there's more attention because they're the Dallas Cowboys and the perception, and Cakes might shoot down, is that they are a loaded team, that they were loaded and ready to go, and that the quarterback is holding them back.
Well, I think it also hurts Dak that he signed a big deal, a deal that's probably a little, maybe it's a little more than what he's worth, but that's just how it works.
That's
when
the
your
way
time,
the business
when your time
is.
Comes up, you get paid.
Correct.
So I think that's held against him a little bit. He's kind of like elite pay for a very good quarterback, in my opinion, not necessarily elite, not the best of the best.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Your chance to vent if you're a Cowboys fan.
All right, let's go to Kent in Roanoke. Kent, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up? Not good. I just didn't like the way he played and anything. Maybe he needed another quarterback. Another quarterback to take over and help him out when it comes to the season. When it comes to the season like this, to near the Super Bowl, to have been there, done that, and take off season and just go and help him out to help him.
Hey, Drabby, that was right. A green one. You labeled that one green.
Well, he choked on air.
He did.
Okay. He dacked.
He was better.
Kent
on back
from
circle.
Roanoke. Work on it.
All right, let's go to Patrick in Richmond. Patrick, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yeah. I'm not sure what the hell that guy was just saying, but
two years
listening, man. Love y'all's show.
Thank
Here's
you.
The problem with that. Here is the problem. It's really not that hard. He doesn't see the field well, and he doesn't read defenses well, and he's got the ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage, which he probably shouldn't have. The biggest beef all year long, even last night, I told my son when we were watching the game, before he threw that pick, I swear to you, I said, do not turn the ball over here. It's less than 2 minutes. We're at the 25 going in, and we get the rock back at the start of the second half. What does he do? Second and two. He checks down, changes the play. He throws a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. Boom, boom. They go back down and get a field goal, which they were running out the clock, but they still managed to get a damn field goal. And that's a 6-point to 10-point swing. Right there, he just is late on throws. He doesn't need another quarterback. I mean, I don't think he's the answer, but he just, for some reason, he just doesn't see the field well. He's late on all the throws outside of the Tampa game. It is what it is. He is who he is. I'm still going to ride him out, but I mean, because he has 2 years left in his contract, and they're not going to do nothing with him. But I think
you're frustrated. I get it.
Yep.
You're frustrated.
Yeah, yeah, it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating. We've seen this show. I'm 47 years old. I've been riding my whole life with the Aikman days, 3 Super Bowl rings in the 90s. I just don't see it with this team. I mean, just check out real quick before I roll. Check out Michael Parsons' interview after the game. He says it all. He says it all without saying it about who's to blame for this year. And he clearly states it's the offense.
All right, we'll see if we can find that.
Of course it's the offense.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, good one.
The defense was good enough yesterday.
And look, he's right.
Back
last night, and I don't know like if the quarterback gurus, you know, the Orlovskys of the world, watch his film and throughout his entire career, if he's been late his entire career, last night some of those throws were just so behind the receivers. Mm-hmm. They were late. The first pick, I don't know what he was looking at there. So maybe he's right. Maybe that's just one thing that's he can never get over. You would think he can improve over time, but through 7 years, it just doesn't seem like he has.
Well, they showed that stat during the game, and it was like an analytics stat, where under pressure, he was 14% below the average.
Mm-hmm.
And the first interception that you're talking about, he had pressure around him, and I think he thought his receiver was going to stop, and he didn't.
Back. Yeah.
And he basically just threw it right to the corner.
Yeah, right to him.
Niners played a lot of zone against Dak, too. Maybe he's just not good against zone. And the Niners obviously know that. They know what he's good at, what he's bad at.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Brian in Arlington. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Can they get it done with Dak? Brian, what's up?
Morning. So I want to put this through the lens in terms of my context. I was a Romo guy, so I wasn't thrilled when Dak took over to begin with. I think Dak was most efficient during the Romo year because Romo was in his ear. But anyway, I think this year's problem started the moment they got rid of Amari Cooper because of Zeke's bloated contract and then paid Gallup. I think if you still had Cooper on this team, you have someone with CeeDee Lamb, I think they're better off. I really want to ride with Dak. It took me a while to get over Romo because I feel like he probably wins a Super Bowl that last year when Dak was a rookie. I know, crazy Cowboys fan, but Dak gets me really close, and then he just lets me down at the end.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's doing. He's winning you 11, 12, you know, 13 games in a regular season, and then when he gets to the playoffs, when they're playing a really good team, sometimes at home, sometimes on the road, but last two years the same team, that can really put pressure on him, that causes a lot of problems for him. 100%.
Well, remember, Cooper Rush won a bunch of games this year.
Yeah, but Cooper Rush isn't
just managing.
Cooper Rush
game.
Is not beating San Francisco last night. I'm sorry.
All right, let's go to Chris in Bowie. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Diehard sure. Dallas fan here.
Sure.
Hey, this I got a piggyback on a couple callers that you had. Second and two from their 8 yard line. We're going in. Under 2 minutes, just like he said, take the field goal. And I don't want to hear about, oh, you don't know if he's going to make the field goal. If you don't give him a chance, he can't make it. He can't miss it even if you don't give him a chance. But second and two, the problem is if anybody listens to the Dallas news, Dallas radio, the problem is Kellen Moore. Okay, second and two, why are you throwing the ball? You still San Francisco shouldn't get the ball back before the half. Okay, second and two, you either run the ball, you take the field goal, you're getting the ball again at halftime. So that's a double dose of what you're going to get. I still don't understand it. Listen to the naysayers. They say it's Dak. It's not Dak. It's Kellen Moore. He's a quarterback coach, and that's the problem. He was a quarterback. Now he's the offensive coordinator, so he's still coaching like a quarterback.
Hey, Chris, I'm curious.
Run the ball.
Chris, I'm curious. So it's 19-12. Let's say theoretically or hypothetically – the Cowboys somehow scored on that last drive. Would you have kicked the extra point with Maher?
I said, talking to my son, I told him we'd go for two. If we tied the game up, I would have went for two. Just to win the game. Just to try to win the game.
I would have.
But still, the problem is, second and two going in at halftime, why are you throwing the ball? The score is tied. You kick a field goal, you're up 9-6 or whatever it was at that point,
yep.
And then you get the ball back at halftime. There's no reason to throw that ball.
And then you're trying to get a touchdown.
You have faith in
your
quarterback.
Yes.
But
you're
getting the ball
again
at halftime.
But Chris, it's not like you could just run all day on San Francisco. They you couldn't run on them last night. Now, maybe on second and two, yeah, you can get a first down there, but at some point, you're going to have to throw the ball in the end zone.
Maybe don't have your quarterback try and jam it into CeeDee Lamb when he's got a corner right there and a linebacker.
Yep. Jimmy Ward made a nice play.
CeeDee's his best option. Yep. I mean, of course, he's going to try to get it to him as often as he can.
I mean, he targeted him there, what, 15, 16 times?
I mean, that's
times?
What he did throughout the entire season.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Rich in Olney. Hey, Rich.
Morning, boys. How you doing?
What's up? Good. What's up?
I think Dak's getting a little bit of a bad rap. This is the 1 year where he's actually had some bad turnovers. And to be honest, Kellen Moore's offense comes from Scott Linehan's offense way back. It's kind of predictable. It's a lot of run to the sticks and turn around, which is why the Niners were sitting on those routes and jumping them. And it's he's got talent, so they, you know, sometimes it works and it blows, you know, gets up a big play. But Yeah, it's more Kellen Moore than Dak. Dak's just having one bad year. Usually he's pretty safe with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, pal.
All right, thank you, buddy. That'll be interesting. I mean, is there talk of moving on? I mean, Kellen Moore's been such a hot name there in Dallas for so many years now. Is there talk of just kind of moving on from him and trying something different?
Well, I mean, he's gotten head coaching sniffs.
I know. I know, but it happens, though. Sometimes, like, yeah, I mean, Leftwich was getting head coaching sniffs, and then, boom, got rid of him.
Somebody usually does pay the price if you don't play well, if you don't advance, right?
Right.
Sometimes it's the quarterback, sometimes it's the head coach, sometimes it's the OC.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that he's been rumored to be chopped, but yeah, well, maybe Jerry Jones is so pissed off that he says, I got to make a move.
Let's go to Andre, Upper Marlboro. Andre, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, morning, fellas. I just got to point out one thing, and I think it's what separates the top 10 quarterbacks is, like, you guys posed the question, could the Cowboys win a Super Bowl with that? Yes, but I think a lot of teams could win Super Bowls with quarterbacks, but the question should be, would he be the sole reason that they win a Super Bowl?
No.
I say no.
No,
because
yeah, I agree.
He has all the mechanics, and the one thing that I think separates him from being in that top tier quarterbacks is decision making, which I think separates a lot of people from that top tier. You could blame it on the coach. You could blame it on everybody, the plays they call. But guess what? There's certain teams that used to call plays back in the day, and you knew it when you saw it. And guess what? Nobody could stop it, even when they knew that play was coming. So if you still have to execute, and you still have to make the right decision. And that's what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Good call, Andre.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Right? I mean, that's fair. It's one thing if you got a first-year quarterback, a second-year, third-year, they get some leniency. But once you start getting into that 7, 8, 10 years and you're signing huge contracts, that's what they expect. They expect to at least get there, not to be bounced in the wild card.
Yeah.
I think they haven't been to a championship game in like 28 years.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's 30
years. But I agree with his sentiment that if they win one with Dak, it's not going to be solely because of Dak. Okay, yeah. He's not going to carry them on his shoulders, and you know, like a Brady could or a Mahomes could. But is he good enough to win a Super Bowl? In my opinion, definitely.
Maybe he gets hot one year in a couple
just
years.
Needs to get hot, and he needs the right talent. It's a hard. You got to have the
it's
perfect.
Not impossible.
Coach. You got to everything's got to work.
But this is what fans do. This
but
is
he's
what
got
the,
it.
This is what the media does. They start pinpointing certain decisions or certain games or certain careers after losses. That's
because he has the supporting, like he has a great defense.
Still has to just
and
mesh.
Has some really good weapons around him.
I mean, Tom Brady didn't know those guys when the year they went undefeated and then they lose to the Giants. Was that the Giants that they lost to?
Yes.
And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had everything. Just didn't happen. That team was great.
Well, it happened like five other times for him, though.
Yeah, it happened a bunch, right? But it doesn't happen every time.
Maybe Dak can let it happen once. Put one playoff string together.
I would guess that he'll get there. I would guess eventually he'll get there.
I mean, he's 29. He's got another decade in the league.
It's true. Yeah, I think he's definitely good enough to win.
Yep.
He's not Mahomes. He's not going to do it all by himself, but he's good enough. You surround him with the right talent, and then, you know, things have to play out in your favor.
Yep. PVI Office Furniture, they've been servicing the DMV since 1992. They've been around longer than the Junks have. The showroom in Frederick, Maryland is simply awesome. Check it out today. They're open 6 days a week, both new and used solutions to fit any budget. Quick delivery on everything in stock as well. So don't wait. Get out to Frederick today and find out why PVI Office Furniture has been the DMV's go-to office furniture resource for 30 years. Fast delivery, excellent service, affordable furnishings. Business grows with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com for more information.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, always available via the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. So one of the big stories over the weekend off the football field was the incident that happened at the Lakers-Memphis Grizzlies game. Mm-hmm. So Shannon Sharp does a show called Undisputed with Skip Bayless, and his shtick is loves the Cowboys, hates on LeBron, loves Tom Brady. Okay. Like those are like his big things.
Right. Those are his tent poles.
Okay. Shannon Sharp's tent pole, I think number one is he thinks that LeBron James is the greatest of all time. Okay. The GOAT. He'll put on a GOAT mask from time to time, and he revels in LeBron James performances. And he went to the Lakers-Grizzlies game, and he became the story. He got into it with Dylan Brooks, who is a guard on the Grizzlies. By the way, the Grizzlies are really, really good this year.
Yep.
They're the one seed or the two seed in the Western Conference.
They're the two, yeah.
By the way, Shannon Sharp was wearing a hideous sweater. I'm sure it costs more than every piece of clothing that I own combined. It was one of the worst pieces of clothing that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
So you hated it. I didn't really have a strong opinion either way. I saw some people that thought it was very fashionable.
I would need to be paid to wear what he was wearing.
It was like a long cardigan sweater.
He was bragging about it all weekend. I think it's a $3,000 sweater.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure it's very expensive.
It looks like he got it from a thrift store.
I wouldn't wear it. Maybe if I was freezing to death, I might put it around me to keep me from
wear that
freezing
rather than
to
die.
Death. I'd rather wear it than die.
It looks like something you keep by the bed, if you know what I mean.
That's about the only reason I would ever wear it.
So he's a big LeBron guy anyway. Wears the GOAT mask. That's his shtick. His number one tent pole, as you say, is he jocks LeBron. So he started barking to Dylan Brooks, too small. And Brooks, I guess, got bitter.
Right.
And started yelling at Sharp. And then it became this whole big thing where Steven Adams, Shannon Sharp's a big dude.
Sure.
Shannon Sharp's a Hall of Fame tight end who still works out all the time and looks shredded. Steven Adams makes Shannon Sharp look like a munchkin.
Wow, he's a gigantic Kiwi with a scary beard and long hair. Yeah, he's a scary
and it just became
dude.
A whole thing. I think John Morant's dad was involved. T. Morant.
Yep.
It was just embarrassing.
It's just embarrassing. Could you ever picture yourself ever getting into an argument with an NBA player, even if you're just sitting there courtside?
If I were lucky enough to get the seats like that, I would do all that I could just to stay out of the way. Don't trip a player accidentally. Don't trip the person walking with the 100 beers on the on their tray. Like, I just want to just enjoy the game. I'm not going to start yapping and chirping with an NBA player.
Well, it's like a Spike Lee thing on steroids. Yeah, you know, it's just making it all about
it's,
you.
It's embarrassing.
Well, do you know the most egregious part about this mm-hmm. about it is they removed him and then they brought him back. To his seat.
Right,
of course. So after the brouhaha,
he had the Will Smith treatment.
Yeah, he was removed.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they, since he's Shannon Sharp, they allowed him to return to the game.
You think if he
after causing that ruckus,
anybody else is out. Yeah, anybody else is out.
Well, and also I saw somebody tweet a video. He has ripped other fans for doing that.
Of course he has. How could he not?
He was just pissed off because Dylan Brooks said "F you."
Mm-hmm. Right, I think
they're just going back and forth. Right. I'm sure it would have been in all good. But once Dylan Brooks said "F you," that pissed Sharp off.
Mm-hmm. Dylan Brooks also called him a blogger afterwards.
Yeah, you know what? I'm team Dylan Brooks.
If you go to an NBA or any game, don't chirp the players on the field or on the
court.
Just
watch the game.
Just
but
relax.
Some people love it.
You're dangerously close to my no booing because it's very similar.
Yeah, that's
no.
Chirping,
it's just
booing
it's different.
Is booing is like a macro view type of deal. It's not like he was focusing in on one player, like trying to be an instigator. That's a different thing.
No,
entirely.
It's just it's upsetting because it's rules for thee but not for me. Mm-hmm. Where he's yelling at everybody for doing that, then mm-hmm. he goes out and doesn't has no
yeah.
no repercussion for it. That's the maddening part about it.
His repercussion is he gets more attention.
Well, for me, the maddening part is that it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, what you
say but he doesn't view it as embarrassing.
Well, I guarantee you he does now.
That sweater was embarrassing.
He has to have gone home and gone.
But that's his personality. He was like that as a player. That's his personality.
Yeah, but don't you guys want an environment where the crowd's into it and chirping at players and getting it in their heads a little bit? What do you guys want, a morgue to play a basketball?
No, it's just embarrassing.
I don't have so much a problem with it. I think it's embarrassing when the players even respond. Like, don't pay attention to it.
Yeah, but that's what they do.
I think humans. That's also true.
I know, but like when Robin Ficker was the height of his trolling the players, it kind of made me laugh. And if a player fell for it, they're soft in my mind.
Yeah, I think that's also true. But it's hard if you're on the court and they're just in there, just 5 feet from in, they're yelling.
He's
at
acting
you.
like a 17-year-old that snuck into his dad's liquor cabinet, drank a little too much, got rowdy at the game.
I don't take him seriously as a human being. His shtick he does with Skip is embarrassing. When he walks off the set, makes a scene all the time, doesn't talk. He's not even a real person to me. He's just a fake person.
I mean, between him doing that and Skip doing the clearly rehearsed ball up Dak's jersey and stuff into the trash. Is there a more embarrassing product on TV than those two guys going back and forth?
I couldn't think of one.
I can't think of one that's more embarrassing.
Pawn Stars.
I'm
not into any of those type of shows.
I don't mind Pawn Stars.
I'd much rather watch Brandy and her boyfriend go look in a storage locker then watch those two idiots argue about sports.
The slap league. There's a lot of stuff out there that's worse.
The slap league is terrible, too. I would put that in the same vein.
I'm really starting to wonder if the slap league's going to survive because of all of the, concussion stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, those guys are just dropping. Yeah, left and right. Men and women just dropping.
All right.
I mean, how are they going to allow that to survive? They're not even defending themselves. They're just signing up for concussions.
It's so stupid.
It's one of the dumber sports.
But you know what? They all deserve whatever they get.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, you sign up for it.
They get multiple concussions and they're brain dead. They deserve it for being so stupid.
They're also desperate people, clearly. They're felted, desperate people that you're going to allow yourself to stand up and just let somebody wind up and then whack you across your melon.
Right.
If you jump into a cage with a lion, you deserve your fate.
There's a reason they're standing there and taking that punishment because
nothing else
life
has worked.
Has dealt them a pretty bad hand.
Or they've just mangled the hand so poorly.
Right.
They've played it really badly. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up?
JoJo.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always. Hey, I just wanted to say, like, Sharp was getting escorted back in the arena. We would have been getting escorted out with handcuffs
on.
Oh,
yeah, like, of course.
I mean, straight. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and it just doesn't, you know, anybody else in the right mind or in their world is getting escorted out.
The only thing dumber to do at a sporting event is to hop out on the floor or the field and run around until you get tackled by security.
Well, let me ask you this now. I'm mostly playing devil's advocate, but I sat next to a fan at a playoff game, a Wizards playoff game, I've talked it before, who was heckling Lou Williams relentlessly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He got to be there for the whole game. He wasn't escorted out. We were in the second row. It wasn't the first row. Here, what is Sharp doing wrong? He's doing the same thing. He's just barking at an athlete. He didn't leave his area. He didn't cross onto the court. He was right there in his seat.
He was challenging.
He stood up.
He was challenging him to a fight.
No, I don't think he got on the court.
Maybe he did say come here.
He was challenging.
Yeah. He was saying come.
He was in his spot. In his seat.
Yeah, but he was barking at him.
But my point is, how's that different than the guy that I sat next to who was just taunting Lou Williams?
Well, I think if you instigate a fight, say, come over here and I'm going to...
Was your guy standing up and clamoring?
Oh, he was definitely standing up. And then Lou Williams said something like,
well, look,
I've told you before, because they were being eliminated in that game, being swept 4-0. Lou Williams just said something like, I'll be counting my millions. Don't worry.
Well, see, here's the deal. If that would have happened in that game where all the players start coming over and all the coaches and the referees, security... then that guy would have been escorted.
Right.
It obviously didn't get to that point. So Williams was just barking at him and telling him, I'll make more than you the rest of my life, whatever he said. But if it got to that point, it escalated to the point where there was almost a fight, that guy would have been escorted.
Because your seats were a little more nubby than Shannon's. Shannon was right on the wood. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no barrier there.
If Shannon's keeping it to basketball and that's all he's saying, which sounds like he was, then I have no problem with what he's doing. The problem with a lot of these fans is they get personal. They start talking about guys' families and things like that. That's when a lot of the players start calling him out.
They just can't act like normal humans. I just don't understand why people lose their minds, especially when they're close up in sporting events.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.